neighbors. We are on our knees, the floor littered with puzzle pieces, so many cardboard palms clutching flood water and silt. Now any one might match another. We have just returned from hauling the waterlogged furniture, cut by chainsaw into manageable hunks, out to the pile at the curb. After this comes carpet, trim, then drywall, soggy as bread, broken up and lugged outside in laundry baskets we'll never use again. Tonight, when we are streaked and sweaty, too tired to carry any more, what could keep us from looking each other in the eye and shaking one another's dirty hands?